Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 26 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Our title today is Reproach Rolled Away. Romans 10:11 says, "For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame." Lisa Turkhurst said, "Jesus isn't trying to expose you or put shame on you. He's trying to expose the sin that has its chains around you." Our text today is Joshua 5, 8, and 9. When the circumcising of the whole nation was finished, they remained in their places in the camp until they were healed. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." And so the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day. When the nation of Israel was obedient to keep the sign of the covenant, God rolled away the people's reproach. The word used for reproach is the Hebrew word herpah, that means shame or disgrace. While the people of God had been delivered from Egypt geographically, they had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years physically and spiritually. Everything God promised Abraham 500 years earlier had been delayed because of disobedience. The whole nation was disgraced in the eyes of everyone who knew their plight. It's enlightening to note other places this word reproach is found in Scripture. Genesis 34 records the account of Leah's daughter, Dinah, being violated by a Hivite named Shechem. This great sin of Shechem brought shame and disgrace to Dinah and her family. Genesis 34:14 records these words from Jacob's sons before they avenged her assault and killed Shechem. They said to them, "We cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a disgrace to us." The word for disgrace here is the same word found in Joshua 5:9, and is again tied to someone who is uncircumcised. For 40 years, the nation of Israel had not kept its covenant with God. Their uncircumcised men were a symbol of their sin and had brought shame on the entire nation. This word for reproach is also found in Genesis 30, 22 through 23. It reads, "Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, 'God has taken away my reproach.' And she called his name Joseph, saying, 'May the Lord add to me another son.' Joseph was Jacob's 12th child, but his first with Rachel. When God allowed Rachel to conceive and give birth to a child, she said, 'God has taken away my reproach.' Then she named him Joseph, which means, 'Jehovah shall add.' God adds to our lives by taking away our shame. He removes our disgrace and adds his grace. The Lord told Joshua, 'Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you.'" And Joshua 5:9 concludes with these words, "And so the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day." The Hebrew for rolled away is Galal. It's a play on words with the name Gilgal. The name Gilgal means a circle of stones. Remember, the Israelites had set up this circle of stones as a memorial of when God brought them across the Jordan on dry ground. Now we see that the memorial would have an even deeper meaning. Every time they looked at the stones, or said the word Gilgal, they would be reminded of the river crossing, yes, but also that God has rolled away their shame. What a great testimony to God's restoration and redemption. And just as he did for the Israelites, he can roll away our shame and give us a fresh start. Questions. In what specific ways has God removed your shame? Why would you live in guilt over your past when God has the power to roll it away? What is your personal Gilgal with God? What memorials do you have in your life to remind you of the time that God rolled away your shame? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for taking away our shame. Show us how to live into a life that is free of it, such that we can be lights in your kingdom and examples of you to a hurting world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.